KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. My name is Jack Anderson. Our engineers today are Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. And joining me tonight is Jesse, formerly of PureX, to talk about his solo debut album, Heart Sky, coming out this Friday. But I would love to start with a song.
All right, cool.
New stuff from local lyricist Jesse here in Studio 1A. It's KUTX 98.9. I'm chit-chatting with fronting vocalist and guitar player Jesse Jerome Jenkins. Jesse, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I want to ask about your new album, Heart Sky, in just a moment, but I want to back up just for another moment. A lot of people are most familiar with your work from PureX. PureX put out that 2014 album, Angel, so it's been 3 years. What's the status? I notice you have your drummer, Austin Youngblood, here. What's the status for PureX fans, for the people who want to know?
We've been recording at my studio down in Corpus Christi in the early stages of making a new record.
Okay, so this is not the end of PureX.
No.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So it's just a solo project, Jesse, right now. You got the triple letter initials things. You got the JJJ, Jesse Jerome Jenkins things. See, if I was going to be a solo artist, I would have just called myself Triple J. But you decided on something much more eloquent, Jesse. How did you just settle on just the name?
Well, I don't know. Back when we were on tour a few years ago, we were all like deep in a tagging phase, I guess you could say. So actually, the cover of the album is like a tag I did on a wall. And I was like, okay, that's an album cover, and that's what I'm going to call it.
It's Jesse in Studio 1A. So the new album is called Hard Skies. It comes out this Friday, and you'll be at End of an Ear Sunday, June 26th at 4 p.m. I understand that you collaborated at some point with Kyle Dixon from Survive. How did you link up with him, and was that difficult given his post-Stranger Things hype?
No, he's like my forever homie. We have known each other for like 15 years, maybe. We've worked on music together before. He actually played on the Purex albums, most of them.
And then one last thing, I do want to hear one more song. But first, this is going to be, am I understanding this correct? This is the first release for the Uniform Group label?
Correct, yeah.
So what is the story behind that? Did you guys just kind of link up and they said, well, we needed a release? Or did you say, hey, I've got something for you? How did that happen?
They're also my really old friends. So they were kind of just like, hey, we're going to start this new thing. And we'd love to put out your album. They knew I was working on an album, and they just kind of hit me up. I wanted to do it with them because they're my buddies.
Jesse in Studio 1A, what are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear Cinco's Lament.
I got to go.
a sneak preview of Jesse's solo debut album, Hard Sky, that's coming out this Friday. You can see him performing this Sunday afternoon at End of an Ear Records. And you've got a show, or a couple shows, coming up in the New York area, correct?
Yes, we do. At July 1st and 2nd, actually, we'll be in New York City.
Well, Jesse, I was noticing in that last song, particularly when I was checking you out before, but just now, particularly in that last selection, Cinco's Lament, there are certainly differences between this music and Purex's. Definitely, no doubt about it. But I can also hear these tiny similarities. How would you kind of compare and contrast your songwriting to that of Purex's?
There's obviously a lot more collaboration going on in Purex. These are songs that I kind of prepared and recorded on my own. So, yeah, there's going to be similarities because I'm still coming out of my twisted brain. So, yeah.
Well, I like that. That's a great stopping point. Thank you so much for coming into Studio 1A today, Jesse. Would you mind taking a moment to introduce your two other band members today?
Of course. I've got Austin Youngblood here on the drums, and I've got Stevie Orsak over here on the fretless bass guitar.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today. Again, it's Jesse. You can check out his solo debut, Hard Sky, this Friday, and you can see him perform live at End of an Ear this Sunday afternoon. It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jack Anderson. Our engineers today have been Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, the Austin Music Experience.